It was a significant day. In my mind, the most significant win for United States men's soccer in 33 years since they qualified for the 1990 World Cup. I say that because they did not make it to the 2018 World Cup. The World Cup is coming to the United States in 2026, so you automatically are in the World Cup. This shows United States men's program is getting back in the right direction. Fielded the youngest lineup in the tournament to date, the starting lineup, and this team is showing the moment's not too big for them.
What were you feeling, Dave, watching this game go on? I mean, what was going through your mind?
Well, you know what? I've been on this American soccer journey all my life, and I'm realizing, wow, what a big moment this is. And am I enjoying this, or am I really feeling that tightness in my chest and the sickness in my stomach? I mean, I was so nervous for this game today because it truly could have gone either way. And I knew it was going to be a 1-0 game. I just didn't know which way it was going to be a 1-0 game. We had Omid Namazi, former Iranian assistant coach from Herndon, Virginia, on this morning, and he said the same thing. He thought there would be a winner in this one. And I cannot tell you the relief when Christian Pulisic scored that goal. And that the way that goal was scored, didn't that exemplify what this match was all about, the intensity? He sliced through two defenders to get to that ball and to will home that one goal. He ends up in the hospital, fortunately showing a thumbs up while his teammates celebrated the win. He was recovering in a hospital. But that's how much it meant to the team. And that's how much, quite frankly, it means the U.S. men's soccer program.
Well, he may or may not be available for the knockout round. What's next for Team USA, and can they move on?
You know, I can't even yell in the streets, and you already got me focusing on the next game. You're trying to kill my... No, and let me tell you something. I like the matchup against Netherlands. They have not impressed me so far in this tournament, being like some of the Netherlands teams I've seen in the past. Having said that, I probably just jinxed them, because one thing we know about a World Cup, and we know about international soccer, it's not good to judge a team based on one or two games, because some of these elite teams, like the Netherlands, grow as the tournament goes along. This team, you would say, listen, it's so young. It really is part of a generation that hopefully will really, really shine in 2026. But you know what? That's not what they're thinking. They're not thinking, well, we've done our job and let's look forward to 4 years. This is a team that showed against England. It's not going to back down. And it's going to show, I believe, the same thing on Saturday. It's not going to back down. That's why you want to watch. And who knows? This is a U.S. men's program almost made it to the semifinals in 2002. There's a Germany handball that wasn't called that I'm still bitter about. I've got so many issues because of this game. But today was a wonderful day, and a full credit to the United States team for not letting the moment overwhelm them, because there was so much around this game.